The Oppenheimer panel continued their discussions in June at a meeting hosted by Bundy in his Cambridge home, a rambling 19th-century house within bicycling distance of Harvard Square. James Conant joined them as an unofficial participant. Conant had soured on nuclear weapons. According to Bundy's notes, Conant complained that the ordinary American thought of the bomb as a weapon threatening the Soviets, while the more significant fact was that now, and in the future, such blows could be delivered by others on the United States. Even without the H-bomb, Conant argued, all but the largest of U.S. cities could easily be wiped out with a single atomic weapon. No one in the room disagreed. The public's ignorance was bad enough, but even worse, Conant said, was the attitude of the leaders of the American military establishment. Our generals were relying almost exclusively on these weapons as their principal hope of victory in the event of all-out war. If the country built up its conventional forces, it would become possible for the United States to dispense with its present reliance on atomic bombs. But for this to happen, Conant said, the generals must be persuaded that atomic weapons in the long run are on balance a danger to the United States.